Over 150 people attended the meetings yesterday to listen to presentations by Sarah Hawkins, who was joined last night by Robert Downey, VP of Operations for Gunnison Energy.
If you look at the USGS fact sheet for this assessment, you will see that our results are listed in a range. So we make probabilistic estimates using probabilistic inputs, and so our results are also a range. And so the 95% chance is that we have at least 34 trillion cubic feet of gas, and then on the high end, we could have as much as 112 trillion cubic feet of gas of undiscovered technically recoverable resources within the Mancos Shale and the Piceance Basin.
And the key takeaway here is that the Mancos is a massively thick deposit of gas. It's just basically gas contained in a mudstone. This is mudstone. So you're looking at 30 to 40% clay content. And it's been squished and cooked, and it's tight, but it's full of gas, and the gas is dispersed throughout the entire 4,000 feet. So there's a lot of gas in place, but it's hard to get out. And in a typical well, gas might move 100 feet in 30 years in this rock, so it moves slowly. But there's a lot of gas in place in the center part of the basin where you've got the deepest deposit, it's most overpressured, it's cooked. There'd be over a trillion cubic feet of gas per square mile of land, so there's a lot of gas in place.
It's all theoretical.
That's Leslie Robinson, chair of the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance, an industry watchdog group.
The presenter talked about the possibility of this area being over a huge reservoir of natural gas, but whether it's economically feasible is another question that she could not answer. So like we heard about oil shale, that Rifle was on top of the largest oil shale reserve in the world and we were going to become massive producers of energy, that never panned out because of fracking. Hopefully, before they start drilling thousands of holes in western Colorado, other forms of renewable energy will be a lot more market feasible than drilling a bunch of holes.
But how does this technologically accessible gas become economically viable? David Boyd, spokesperson for the BLM, says infrastructure is key.
In some of these areas, if there hasn't been development yet, there's not the infrastructure in place, like pipelines and compressor stations and those sorts of things. And so that adds a lot of cost to the company. And so that's something that the industry looks at as they're trying to decide where to drill, and then when they drill and they start producing gas, is it enough to warrant building all this infrastructure?
Downey says drilling in the Mancos formation began close to when prices dropped, which has slowed development. He says the current price of $3.50 per million BTUs would need to increase to $4 to make drilling in the Piceance worth it.
How significant would, like, Jordan Cove pipeline or other export be to the economic viability of the USGS numbers?
It's huge. As a gas producer, one of the biggest risks you have is gas price. You can't control the price. If you can lock your gas into a long-term contract, if someone wants to buy that gas over a 20-year period of time at a known price, you can drill to that.
David Ludlam, executive director of the West Slope Colorado Oil and Gas Association, agrees and says that Western Colorado has been courting Japanese buyers.
We, along with some of our local governments, sent letters to the customers at Jordan Cove when we get further in the regulatory process, wanting them to come out and meet with us, visit with us, learn more about us. We are currently working on a white paper called The Piceance to the Pacific Rim 2 that will help update potential customers about what we have to offer. And those conversations started years ago and hopefully will continue into the future decades.
Who exactly has the Colorado Oil and Gas Association contacted in terms of Japanese or overseas buyers?
There's two customers that were announced about 6 months ago, JERA and ITOCHU.
We would hate to see pipelines crossing the Rockies from western Colorado to the coast. Not that there aren't pipelines already, but to carry enough natural gas to export. And frankly, I don't see why our local residents have to sacrifice their quality of life, air quality and water quality, just to warm homes in Japan.
Downey offered his own snapshot of what future development is going to look like.
I think we're looking at pads that have 48 wells or more, laterals spaced about 880 feet apart. When you frack these shale, You propagate a frack that's about a tenth of an inch wide, 400 feet tall. It's like splitting wood.
I'm here to ask all of you to take your businesses, cease your drilling, leave our state.
That's longtime Garfield County resident Doug Sogg. He spoke in front of more than 60 industry and local government officials at the Garfield County Energy Advisory Board meeting in Rifle Thursday night.
I'd like you to pack up your equipment, not come back, unless you guys intend to do some skiing. For those of you not inclined to leave, I'd ask you to find a job that doesn't harm our people and our water supplies. I was just looking through the paper and I know McDonald's is hiring. I got some connections there, I can get you guys a job. If you don't feel comfortable with that type of civic responsibility, I'd ask that you remember my face and my name, because I'll be out there getting in front of your trucks, getting in front of your equipment, slowing you down, and taking a chunk out of your profit margins.
For KDNK, I'm Gavin Dahl.
I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.